people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Today we're going to continue this conversation about talking to yourself. I touched on this the other day, and I'm bringing it back. The reason I'm bringing it back is that this is such an important concept, as I have discovered. Over the years, going through lots of therapies, most of it not particularly helpful, I began to realize through reading a book by Joe Dispenza about how we actually feel energy in our body based on our mindset. And I began to become more and more aware and focused on my body and how I feel. And I've had high blood pressure most of my life, all of my life. And doctors have tried to treat it with medication, and what I've found is that it's literally because I'm stuck at a buzzier, higher level of energy, and I think it's because of the abuse that I suffered as a child. And I never realized that. I thought everybody kind of felt the same way I do, which is what we tend to do. We always think that other people are like us. And so I was like becoming very aware of this energy in my body, and how do I make it go away? I tried various meditations. Like in one, I'm unplugging a massive plug and the energy's going, I'm not there anymore. This buzzy, negative anxiety feeling. That didn't work so well. What I discovered worked was the various breathing techniques that I've shared with you. We did one just last week. And breathing is so, so, so important, because when you're in that fight or flight mode, your breathing, as I've said before, if this is the range, if this is a full lung here, full breath, this is an empty breath down here, when we're anxious, we tend to breathe in here. We don't realize it. So I began to do these exercises for breathing. That's number one. The other thing that I have been looking at is what is called in DBT level 4 self-talk. Level 4 self-talk is when you are really, really talking only positively about yourself. You are really just running good, positive comments about yourself. Now, that's difficult to do. Our minds are, I don't know, it's like a room sometimes full of cockroaches and buzzing around with all the thoughts. And I know that's true of myself, and I also know from counseling and coaching people over the years, it's true for everybody else. The thing is, when we're focused, when we're paying attention to what it is we want rather than what we don't want, we draw to us what it is we want, and yet we struggle. So here's number one. When we're in that fight or flight mode, when we're feeling anxious, etc., we tend to breathe in that zone. When we try and contain or constrain or even regulate or put a positive spin on the thoughts in our heads, a lot of times we are swimming upstream. It's just not helpful, it's not effective, and it doesn't work. So those are two things. And what I've discovered is that by talking to myself out loud, and like I said, I touched on this the other day, but the reason I'm bringing it back is I'm still doing it. I want you to know it, and I want you to do it for a couple of reasons. Number one, did you notice that I just talked on one breath, and then I took a nice quick like this? And then I'm good to talk for quite a while, as are you. That's how human beings are. When we're talking, we inhale quickly and we exhale slowly and with control. When we exhale slowly, we activate our parasympathetic nervous system. When we activate our parasympathetic nervous system, we move from fight or flight into what is called rest and digest. A lot of people who suffer from stomach issues are actually having breathing issues. because they're stuck in fight or flight mode rather than being in rest and digest mode. And the fastest way to get there is to make sure that our exhalations are much slower and longer than our inhalations. We did some breath work the other day, and we did a exercise where you breathe into 10, hold a counted, a collective count of 40, and then exhale to a count of 20. And many of you commented on how great that made you feel. The challenge is going through your day. So I'm going to tell you some things you should try doing. Try it. First of all, become aware of where you feel your level of anxiety is. It's Monday morning. Chances are it's a little high for most of us, all right? And then talk out loud, because number one, when you talk out loud, like I said, you make sure that you are exhaling more than you are inhaling. And number two, because of what Brian Tracy calls the law of mental exclusivity, the law of mental exclusivity, which means the human brain can have thousands of things popping through its head in a given day. We think on average 40,000 thoughts every single day. So the human mind can have tons of activity going on, but it can only have one thing going on at a time. So that's another thing. The other day I was looking for something and I caught myself saying, I'm probably never going to find it. And that's not something I want to affirm, because I want to find it. And I'm sure it's just because my condo is in disarray that I haven't been able to find it. And yet my ego went, you're not going to be able to find it. And so what I went to was, wait a minute, talk out loud. Why would I say that to myself? I said. And then I continued to say the following. Why would I say to myself that I'm not going to find it? I'm going to continue to look, and I'm going to believe I'm going to find it, and I'm going to look for it without stress or fear that I'm not going to find it. So literally, I spoke that entire paragraph after having had that thought of, I'm not going to find it. It's kind of amazing how emotionally I changed in that moment because of the law of mental exclusivity. I'm going to give you another suggestion. How many of you have songs that run through your head? I have songs running through my head literally all the time. And so now what I'm doing is, if the song runs through my head, I sing it out loud. Now, I get it. I'm alone. I'm by myself. I can do this. And I would suggest you do it yourself, even if you're just muttering under your breath as you're doing it. Because the conversation is going on in your head. This allows for two things. Number one, it allows you to master your thoughts, because you are literally articulating them out loud, so you get to hear them. And number two, you are maintaining a calmer place in a state of being. I was thinking about this the other day after I went and hung out for several hours with my good friends, Lynn and Jeff. And after I left, I was so happy and in such a good mood for having spent the time with them. I thought that was it. And then I thought, I wonder how much of it's that. And I wonder how much of it is that you were actually talking while you were there. Therefore, you are exhaling more than you would normally inhale. I'm sure there's part of that to it. I am constantly, I listen to Hamilton. I love Hamilton. And I can hear the songs running through my head. And so what I do now is I sing the songs out loud. And don't worry if you don't know the words. It's better to blah, 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 blah. It just makes you feel better. I know that when I was a minister in church, one of the core things I strove to do was to get everyone singing. The very first thing I did when I became the minister of the church was, there was a woman there who was on the front row who had a beautiful voice, and she loved to sing and was very animated. And so I asked her to come up and stand and face everybody and sing. Because she sang loudly, everybody felt comfortable singing underneath her, and it got more people to sing. And again, this occurred to me. When people leave church, they usually are in a great mood. They feel good. Combination of the message, the music, but it's not just the positivity of the music. It's also getting people to, oh. Have I made my point? Have I convinced you that you're not crazy if you talk to yourself? My mother used to say that. That was one of my mom's favorite little things. My mom had lots of wrongisms, I would call them. That was definitely one. My mom used to say, you're crazy if you talk to yourself. I'm telling you that if you want to be sane, talk to yourself. Talk out loud so that you hear what is going on in your head. Many times, if I'm considering a course of action, personal or whatever, I'll call my daughter and I'll just talk it out with her. And I realize that I'm not really so much wanting her opinion. I'm just wanting to say it out loud. And I'm discovering that I can do it with Teddy. I can even talk things out with Teddy and come up with a much better solution. John Lee says, sometimes venting is not complaining. Venting is complaining. If you read my book, you'll understand that venting is complaining. You'll also understand that I'm not talking about venting. This is not talking, walking around going, blah, 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 the world is wrong. If you are articulating a negative comment, you are complaining. The dictionary defines complain as, I'm not trying to bust your chops, John. I just want to be clear about this. The dictionary defines complain as to express grief, pain, or discontent. Ergo, if you're saying it out loud, then you are complaining. And venting is not helpful. I wrote quite a bit about that in one of my books. So it actually upsets you more to go around and how dare they, how could they? That is not what I'm talking about. Here's a better example. I went to this veg fest in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. It was awesome. There was thousands of people and nothing but vegan food. I was at home. And there was an hour long line for this one particular food I wanted to try, over an hour. And that was just to place your order. And then it was over a half hour wait. But anyway, I got in line and I was really hungry. I had deliberately not eaten all day. And as I waited, I burned out looking at my phone. And I just began to say, patience, 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 out loud. And it got me through it. It absolutely got me through it. So let me back up a little hit here. David says, positive self-talk seems tough to maintain for long periods of time. It seems tough. No one said it was easy. Give it a try. It's not easy. The point is, you should do it. Don't give in to the negative crap going into your head. Put in the effort to make it positive coming out of your mouth. Doing okay with the complaint-free self out loud, but working on my thoughts and egos, working on trying to lift up my inner self. Try this, Linda. Seriously, whether you're with kids or with horses or whatever, try talking out loud. Mary says, good morning. And we go on to, but maybe I can talk out loud when alone. I let whatever I say, it's okay. That's exactly right. Whatever you say, become aware. The thoughts are going on in your head. Bring them out into the light. That's why I use the cockroaches metaphor. When we bring them out, they scatter. I switch my bracelet a lot. I never realized I complained that much. That's what the bracelet is for. It is a very humbling thing to make us aware. I am on day four. Grateful to say, I am on day four. I had some good centered breathing atop a mountain yesterday, says Ed. Ed, I love your new picture. That's great. All right. John had talked about venting is not complaining. You know, and you, the way you mean it, John, if you want to express your thoughts neutrally to and say this, we talked about this yesterday. If you're talking to somebody and say, somebody did this to me at work and I'm sad about that, that's relating facts. That's not complaining. Complaining always has a how dare you do this to me. And John says he talks to himself all the time. That's good. I'm sure you know the benefits of it. Mary Minor all the time, songs run through my head. I'm a musician. It's a wonderful outlet and it helps me breathe. That's great, isn't it, though? Begin to sing those songs out loud. Good morning, says Lynn. I work best when I'm alone. I talk to myself and it helps me focus. Great. Eleanora Barber, I sometimes talk out loud to process what I've heard, to process my inner thoughts. I will tell you one thing. If you tend to be impulsive and react emotionally, or if you tend to be too slow and overthink things, talking things through is a great idea. And if you feel a little weird in doing it, talk to your version of God. Talk to whomever, whatever you perceive to be God or the universe. Because you can only complain so long to God. Ultimately, you say, help me, help myself. That would be great. Looks like Juanita or Dominic says they are on great day one. David says, agreed. So I want you to do this practice. That's why I brought this up again. When I discover something super important, I really want you to give it a try. So commit to me that you're going to do two things. One, right now, you're going to share this message with others so we can expand their minds and improve their lives. And number two, I want you to actually do this. Talk to yourself when you move through your day. When you click share, type the word shared at the bottom. And if you don't know what we're talking about with the complaint-free challenge, go to acomplaintfreeworld.org and get a free complaint-free bracelet. acomplaintfreeworld.org. Get a free complaint-free bracelet, 9 fast start videos, and an ebook. And all you pay is $1 shipping and handling. acomplaintfreeworld.org. Challenge your friends. There's no excuse not to take this challenge now. Mary's the first one to say shared. David says shared. And I find myself singing our song. Awesome. And you know, as members of the complaint-free, members of the complaint-free life inner circle get to download that song. It's inside of their Facebook group under the guides section. So Willow, if you have not realized that yet, go to the guides section and the entire song is there, not just the chorus that we play here when we're together. Willow says shared. Thanks everybody for joining me. Remember, go to acomplaintfreeworld.org and take the challenge. I'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.